CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An international relations expert has praised South Africa's efforts to keep trade talks open, but says winning Donald Trump over could be a tough task. Washington's punishing duties have taken effect on goods from some 90 countries. South African products entering America have been hit with 30% taxes. President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's spoken to Trump on the phone to continue with negotiations in the hopes of securing a better deal. Professor John Strumlau from Wits University says Ramaphosa is smart to keep talking.
He really has it in for South Africa. South Africans should not leave any stone unturned, and that means conversing with Trump. And more importantly, Parks Tau and Ronald Lamola must continue the negotiations with the working level, because Trump is 78 and he'll be gone in 2028. But meanwhile, South Africa should not compromise its basic principles.
Farmers have warned that KwaZulu-Natal's agricultural sector will suffer if their ongoing challenges aren't properly addressed. They aired their concerns during a forum with Agriculture MEC Thembeni Kwamadlopa Mthethwa in Durban yesterday. Farmers, producers and agricultural experts said these issues were negatively affecting food production. KwaNalu's Sandy Lemarquis says poor service delivery is taking a toll on commercial farmers.
Because how do we as farmers take our produce from our farm to market if our roads are not passable, if we don't have bridges? Electricity, this is one of the big challenges. We've had too many losses in this province.
Rural farmer Makosi Makaza has called for support in protecting their properties from nearby communities as theft and arson have become a major problem.
Boundaries are not fenced. If the boundaries could be fenced, then I could be safe. They are stealing, they are burning fires, my crops get burnt. I've got about 12 cases reported at a police station. If your farm is within the community, then it is a problem.
A relative of a former DA chief of Binumgeni is due to apply for bail today in connection with the murder of the municipal official. Nhlala Yenza Ndlovu was gunned down at his home in Mpopomeni in December. Last week, the KZN Political Killings Task Team arrested a traditional leader, Nkosi Simpiwe Zuma, Ndlovu's uncle, for his alleged role in the killing. Another suspect, who is believed to have orchestrated the hit from inside prison, was also taken into custody. Two others, including the alleged mastermind, have already been charged in the case. And protesters have rallied near Benjamin Netanyahu's office to again demand an end to the war in Gaza. They held demonstrations as a cabinet meeting kicked off in Jerusalem, where the prime minister's proposal for the military to take control of Gaza City was approved. But protesters fear further ground operations would bring more destruction and death. Netanyahu's office says the five-point plan for concluding the war would see Hamas being disarmed, the return of all hostages, the demilitarization of the Gaza Strip, and the establishment of a civil administration. Hamas has rejected the proposal. Durban's going up to a high of 21 degrees. Richards Bay 22, Maritzburg 20. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sport, Ben Shelton and Victoria Mbogo are the champions at the Canadian Open. We'll take a look at what's happening in the Richards Bay camp ahead of the new Betway Prem season. And the Sharks name will make some changes for their team to face the Cheetahs in the Currie Cup.